AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama says the U.S. is willing to walk away from the bargaining table with Iran if they don't get the nuclear deal they want.
The president says any agreement must allow Western powers to verify that Tehran is not going to obtain an atomic weapon in an interview with CBS News.
Even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action.
The next round of talks is set to begin March 15th. In the meantime, Senate Republicans say they're unhappy they're being ignored. In the words of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on NBC's Meet the Press.
The fact that the president doesn't seem to want Congress to participate in this underscores what a bad deal it is.
Iran says its nuclear program is peaceful. I'm Martin DeCaro.
50 years later in Selma. That's the choir at the Brown Chapel AME Church. Today in 1965, civil marchers tried to cross a bridge in Selma, Alabama, and some were beaten by police. Georgia Congressman John Lewis was one of the marchers.
A young man walking beside me, Jose William from Dr. King's organization, said, "Major, give us a moment to kneel and pray." And the major said, "Troopers, advance."
Lewis's skull was fractured in Selma. The march helped speed up approval of the Voting Rights Act in 1965. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham thinks all of Hillary Clinton's emails should be released.
The one thing I'll never agree to is let the State Department tell us what emails we should receive, or let her and her team tell us. Some independent group should do that.
Graham was on NBC's Meet the Press. Clinton has been criticized for her use of the private email account at the State Department and whether she complied with federal rules requiring officials to retain their communications. A baby in Utah survived a car crash in a frigid river after being strapped in a car seat upside down for about 14 hours. She's now in critical but stable condition. This is AP Radio News. A new report says the battery of the locator beacon for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370's data recorder had run out more than a year before the jet vanished 1 year ago today. Mike Vivian is former head of flight operations for the UK Civil Aviation Authority.
It's not like a conventional battery where it runs out and it stops working. In fact, the report makes clear that there's reason to believe it probably continued working and it will just fade out, so to speak. But these batteries have a long life, something in the orders of about 6 years.
He spoke to Sky News. The plane disappeared with 239 people on board while heading from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. Today is International Women's Day.
Un mondo dove le donne sono.
At the Vatican today, Pope Francis paid tribute to all the women who every day try to build a more human and welcoming society. But numbers from the Vatican show as of last year, only 18% of Holy See employees were women, up from 17% 4 years ago. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.